Eminem did not kneel for the stuff they're saying he did.
Are you recording right now?
Yep.
Okay, so you just repeat what I said. All right, so did you see on the Super Bowl where they said he tried to kneel and he knelt for in solidarity with the players or whatever? Okay, cool. But did you happen to pay attention to what timing it was in the song?
Yeah, it was like Tupac's song, wasn't it? Don't be, I'm not
it
mad
was Tupac's
at
part.
Yeah.
And literally that's what come up, and I think that's what he was kneeling for, which I'm not saying, you know, Eminem is not necessarily the rightest of rights in the political sphere, but I don't think that's what he was doing it for.
Oh, yeah, he's
and they're trying to turn it into a big old hug or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but, dude, did you not hear me? Like, well, I was on the, one of them alt-right places, you know, I got on there. I was like, dude, don't be
like... Of course you go to those. Of course you do.
But I was like, then I noticed, I was like, this is nothing but propaganda y'all are speaking. I was like, y'all are totally blowing it out like he did something wrong.
Like I said last episode, it happens on both sides.
And yeah, it was totally.
You're probably.
You know what? I think that exposed the other side too on that situation, because a lot of people are.
Which side are we referring to?
The right side, I guess. You know, exposed them too.
Didn't you say that was the right side?
No, I said the right side is the right side, because if it wasn't the right side, it'd be called the wrong side.
I said, but the right side is not always correct.
But the right side is always right, because the right side is right. I mean, it wouldn't have no other word if it was wrong.
Yeah, would it be left?
Exactly. It would be.
But you just said that wasn't the case.
Just because it wasn't right, it'd be wrong.
You alive over there? Yes.
All right. You going to join the conversation today?
I'm here right now. I was dying.
Welcome back.
You got the coof over there, don't you?
Straight up.
God, dope.
I think that's just the cove.
That's the coof.
You got the old Rona.
Mm. You know, once you drink something to drink, man, you're going to drink on that sweet tea.
Get you a Rona.
Yes, it is that. You definitely, the sweet tea's got you over there. You choked, went down the wrong hole.
Oh, yeah. Went up.
A little less sweet, a little more tea.
What are you looking for?
What's in my left hand?
Wow. No.
But, yeah. So, that's where we started at.
About the whole Super Bowl thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was in Los Angeles, right?
Okay.
So,
it was in Los Angeles. Yes, okay, yes.
The Super Bowl was held in Los Angeles. It was kind of like, it reminded me of like the Golden Globes or something. Like,
I'm gonna move this a little
bit. You had to screw it right here.
Yeah, I got you.
Because they had like all the celebrities there. It's in their hometown, you know.
That's
where they're at, you know. So.
But, you know, Exhibit, he didn't get into it because he didn't have the shot.
Yeah?
Yeah, Exhibit wasn't there.
I wonder why.
Because he's not vaccinated.
Really?
Yes, sir.
But they said they wasn't even checking vaccines to get in the Super Bowl.
Name one more of them that's vaccinated then. I'm not necessarily saying that's 100% the reason, but literally he's the only one that was left
he
out.
He probably stood up against it. That's why.
I mean, Ice Cube.
Y'all better not be standing up against them,
I don't know
them
why
shots.
I
Ice Cube.
No, Ice Cube's who I was talking about. Not Exhibit.
Oh, was it Ice Cube?
Yeah. I don't know why I said Exhibit.
Well, Exhibit. I mean, he wasn't there either. He was all part of them at one time.
He was West Coast Customs or whatever it was.
Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
I love that show.
Yeah?
You know, there's not any shows like that anymore. Like, it's all...
Dirty.
They're all just this dumb now.
Dirty job.
I love Dirty. Micro is my homie.
Oh, yeah.
That is my
man, that's what I watched when I was a kid. Like,
have y'all ever listened
all the way,
to him?
I watched
y'all ever
listened
to his podcast the way I heard it?
No.
I didn't even know he had one.
Dude, he's got like 200 and something episodes right now, and I guarantee you, if you start tomorrow, you will listen to every one of them clean through until you're done.
Damn.
He is... Okay, you know how great of a storyteller he
is? Yeah.
Okay. He takes these... Like, my favorite episode, it's like 90-something, but it's... a potty mouth with a secret. And he is literally just going through telling the story about bleepity bleep this and bleepity blank and blinkity blank blank. He's doing like that, but it's a very colorfully decorated story. But at the end, you realize who he's talking about is Colonel Sanders and his 11 urban spices.
Yeah.
He was telling the story of how Colonel Sanders came to be, and it was actually, it's legit. Like, the way he does it, it's kind of like, what's his name from back in the day on radio? And now you've heard the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Steve Harvey.
Yeah, that's him.
He's kind of along the Steve Harvey lines. And it's fun. It's good. He does some stories that are just funny. He does some that are serious. You're like, wow, I didn't know that. He's done some ones that Led Zeppelin, Kiss.
Hmm. Steve Harvey used to be good. I used to listen to him. Man, he really didn't have
Paul Harvey.
Great.
My God.
Yep. King of comedy.
We can't even get the names right.
Look, these people are listening to me like, what?
They listen to Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Harvin. Yeah, there you go. We listen to Steve Harvey. Like James Harden.
Yeah, I mean, you really didn't have no choice but to listen to Paul Harvey back in the day because you're using the radio of mom or dad, you're going to listen to it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I mean, he took that one. What was it? If the devil wanted to take over, he'd put everybody on pills.
Oh, you mean like there we are?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was wondering.
But I'm talking.
If that's what you was talking about exactly.
I'm talking like if the devil was going to take over, he'd put everybody on pills. That was one of his podcast or one of his stories that he told and lied to everybody and make good evil and evil good.
I thought we were just making a statement about current events.
No, I mean
everybody's on Prozac, Xanax.
Yeah.
Everybody's on something.
Yeah, man. Well, it is actually what's going on. I'm just saying that was made back in the '60s when he made that.
Dude, you know what? Listen to me. If you would go back and look at some of this stuff, like some people were saying back then, and they were called crazy, like they were just made out to be crazy lunatics.
I mean, all the internet has done is made that situation happen faster.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That before
back
the internet,
the last
there was
started, the Alex Jones tip jar.
That's what I'm saying. It's before with the internet, though, they were just called crazy lunatics.
Well, they still call them crazy now. It's just
but they end up
a couple
getting
months
true.
Before they
but,
get proved right.
I mean, yeah.
A couple hundred years.
Yeah.
They used to just be homeless people. It was like, you're not free. Like, yeah. At least I got a place to lay down. I'm just saying. He's like, you got capitalism and socialism. If you ain't got one without the other, you pretty much... What did he say? That one dude that was sitting there, he was a homeless guy, and he's like, if you got capitalism, no socialism, you got fascism. If you got socialism or no capitalism, you got communism.
I don't know that logic tracks.
Nah, I'm just saying that's what he said. So you need both to fight each other?
I'm not going to say you need socialism for capitalism at all. However, capitalism in its greatest functioning form, the people kind of take care of the social aspect of it.
You know what I think that needs to happen?
Yeah.
I think we as a people, as a nation, as like us as friends, us as neighbors, we just need to realize, like come to the realization that we don't need the government.
Well, I mean,
and
okay.
That's the whole point. We have those small laws already. Just the government's gotten so big, that needs to be cut back, like all the way.
Okay, but don't you think government has gotten big for a reason?
Well, yeah, because
okay, there lies the issue of reverting back. You can't revert back to something because it was great and it worked.
I think it would work. I think if we had a bigger local government, had more involvement, maybe teaching the kids instead of teaching them freaking CRT and teach them politics and how to do their taxes and stuff and teach them wife stuff.
When this country was founded, we had what? I don't even know a general estimate of what the nation would have been wise, like population wise, but I'm going to say 1 million, 2 million just to be fair. So we have grown 330%.
Yeah.
Okay. What worked then is not going to work now, but you got to bring the morality of then.
Constitution does.
Now. Yes, correct. You got to bring the morality of the Constitution.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So in a certain aspect,
as a people, come back to that realization and figure something out that would work besides what we have, because what we have is not working.
I don't agree with that one bit. Let me tell you why. Because if people cared enough to actually pay attention to what's going on, what we have would work.
Because but they don't care because they're on pills and they're on watching TV and they're just stuck
bowling.
In that's what I'm saying.
That's the problem. So we have more of a cultural problem than we do have a government.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We as a people need to come together. I didn't say we need to just vote them out. We need to realize that as a people.
Just like government. You know how you fix it from the inside out? You got to fix the corruption from the inside out. So if the government is corrupted, it got corrupted by the people who run it. And if the people are corrupted people, you got to fix the corruption of the people from the inside out.
What you need is a special counselor.
Nothing can be top down.
Did y'all see what Durham dropping bombs?
I saw something came out. Clinton guaranteed spying and then Biden spying.
That's just the first part. Remember, that's the beginning. We go with the start from the beginning now. Remember, that's the very first thing that Trump was saying, that he was getting spied on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And then he wouldn't. That's why he was staying
there. They're
like, Trump
Tower. No, you're not.
But that's kind of like Trump. You put a lot of stock in being proven right. That's not the war right now.
Yeah.
You know you're right if you're sitting here willing to fight the battle. That's not the goal of this. because trying to prove somebody else that you were right is not the point, because the people that are paying attention in mass, that are the sheeple, so to speak, aren't paying attention to you.
Yeah, but I don't think that's... I think this is just a little teaser to keep people from going crazy, because everybody knows it's messed up.
I mean, that's what I was about to say. You think anybody needs a teaser to worry about? I thought it would never come out.
No, I mean like a morale booster almost, like in the military. You hear some good news, you know? The war's not over yet. The war's not over yet. We got to win battles. We're winning battles. Some of them taking a lot longer than others, and sometimes it looks like we're losing, but we're not.
I mean, okay, but in the grand scheme of things, think about how long this has taken. Yeah, you know how long battles lasted back in, like how many years?
What, 12, 13?
Legit no, battles, like 20 years, war? Yeah. And some of them,
or how long they would go in between wars. Like, we look at history back, you know, it's like reading a book. We flip a page, and that's flip a page, and you got 300 or 400 if you go into back history, but you got, you know, a couple of wars in a couple of pages, but you got to think that's over a
period. Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of day-to-day that happens in between that time frame.
Good thing I ain't president. It'd be over in one day.
You have to take the mistakes that you learned from.
Yeah, it would be over one day.
And you don't like it, well, guess what? You going to jail, too.
That's called tyranny. Elliot, welcome to tyranny.
I just do it because... I'm better at it.
Because you're a tyrant.
Well.
I mean, literally, that's exactly what it would be. Like, I get where you're making fun of it, but that's exactly what it starts as. And if somebody gave you power, you would eventually come to the point.
Did you see what old Sleepy Joe said about to Trudeau? Told him, he's like, use any means necessary to break up the trucker thing.
Yeah. And he can say that right now because, they, like I said, they don't have a constitution. You can't really take flak for it.
Nigga, what, the people can't do nothing about it legally.
But that's going to give them the brass that they need to try something like that against our standing and our...
Well, you know, I think that's what people... That's what... Since we've had America for so long, as an example, because it's never been like this before America. We were the first of its kind. Yeah. In modern history that we know. So now people see what freedom, like... Act, you know, the closest thing to actually having freedom looks like, and we're gonna fight for it. It may take them to hit us a little bit. We may have to get slapped around a little bit to wake up, but I think we're gonna buck up and fight them. I mean, it's just
but it ain't just happening here. It's happening worldwide.
That's what I'm saying. People have seen this for so long now that it's done spread to where they had the idea worldwide.
Okay.
You know.
You want me to tell you the only thing that worries me about that here? This is a soft people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
100%.
But that's why we need hard times to make them back hard again.
Okay. All right. So with that saying, I'm assuming you know what the whole saying on that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So do you know what the fourth turning theory is? Have you ever heard of that? Where basically it follows that whole theory of good times make what? Soft people make hard times.
Hard times make good people.
Okay. It follows that, and that goes in 20-year increments. Okay. Well, if you go on the base on the timeline from war to war to war, we're in the...
Oh, yeah, we're in that period. Yeah, I've seen people talk about that before, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that, because I fully agree that we're in a war right now, but I don't think war will come like projectile war.
It's going to be a financial war. They're going to break you. They're going to make it to where you can't buy anything if you don't do this.
Okay.
They've already
trying
to
do
that. You see them already doing that with the vaccine passport. You can't come in here unless you got that.
They have to buck on that because they do have to get reelected, and that's something about our government that actually is nice. They do have a time that comes where they have to worry about getting reelected.
Not if they don't get rid of the machines.
Well, I mean, for right now, until that's a little more guaranteed, because like I said, we scared them. But I don't see, because what they, you look at a map, the red areas, which I'm not even taking, because, you know, red area, that could be conservative, that could be liberal, that could be whatever they want to call it out as to make it. But you can almost guarantee they all have the same thing in common in general. Leave me alone.
Yeah. You know what the red area is? It's the people that don't believe in that crap.
I mean,
that's what it is, and that's a lot of us.
Usually you're going to share that in common, but that's all like walks of life.
Yeah,
creating
but we're all red. Different, man. Like, everybody's their own person, all right? And we understand that. We need to understand that
but
as
something
people.
Else that
except people with purple hair.
I'm not even going
to
say most.
Well, those people that's trying to force it on other people. You can't force your views on people like that.
You can't. You really can't. But something else that the red areas have in common, as a general, I'm not even going to say most, but as a general, probably the bigger percentage, I'll say, they all have some form of self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
They may not be 100% of it, but they got enough to...
They're not relying on the government, like, to get their power here or something like that. I'm not going to
say that. No, I'm talking about if government failed tomorrow and we didn't have any sort of...
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be able to survive.
Well, that's
some of them
probably...
Would.
Yeah,
well, that's why, that's why I do what I want to do. I'm trying to go totally...
You would. You would survive.
Yeah, I know. Like, most of us would survive.
I mean, I'm not saying I'd make it gracefully by any means, but I'd like to think I'd at least, you know,
don't
not,
die.
Be, not be the first round to die.
You don't want
to. Yeah, but you'd probably know somebody that could help you. Like, some people in the city, man, they would just be
done. No, I know a couple. Done. There's, let me tell you one. I got one right now in mind that I guarantee you, if it hits the fan, that boy is going to be 100% all right. 100% all right.
Well, that's good.
Yep, yep.
I know a couple like that, too.
But, like, I mean, even just that, dude, we, like, people like us think about stuff like that. We think about having a plan.
Yeah, but there's a difference between thinking about it and thinking it'll happen. Not even necessarily fearing that it'll happen. Just
believing it will happen.
Well, then, saying, thinking in your mind, there's a pretty good chance this is going
to
happen.
I try to quit thinking about it.
I mean,
it's going to happen.
I don't care if there was a minimal chance. If there's a chance.
This is chance, yeah, exactly. Well, that's why you gotta be
you
ready.
You can't live your
I
life
mean,
in fear on that aspect.
No, no, no.
I've been trying to get away from it for you know, like I cannot stand watching any news, man. Because it's like,
dude,
we're
oh,
gonna
man.
Go. Russia's like trying to bomb Ukraine. I'm like, man, y'all lying.
Yeah,
up.
Dude. Look, it's like Team America that movie. It's still got to that point. America,
yeah, coming again to save.
He's like boogity boogity boogity, you know, or whatever. Ducker ducker ducker. Yeah, and he blows up the what is that? Paris?
You couldn't make that movie today.
No, you couldn't either.
You couldn't make that movie.
You know, they try to go back and change that stuff. Too. Like Disney does it. Disney's been doing it with all their stuff. And
you
go back and cutting through it. And
they cut
that.
Snow White because you had to put the dwarfs.
The little plastic bodies when they were trying to make love and they're just banging each other together. You know
what,
like,
exactly were you talking about?
Team America, you ain't never seen.
Oh, I was talking about dwarves. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, we went back to Team America. My bad.
I just wanted to get that out there.
America. Yeah, the Barbies banging each other.
Yeah, but they were just clapping them together. Like, really?
Yeah.
<You
know? laughs> I mean,
man.
What do you do?
Well,
I did.
Good point.
That's my case.
But that.
God, <don't.
laughs> you sound like you're packing cigarettes. You sound like you're folding a T-shirt. Don't worry, I'll wait.
I try to
you
be
seen
quiet.
That TikTok with that dude and he's like got, covering for my brother and you hear it and he's doing the little mirror and it's going and he's and it's a TikTok. Yeah, yeah. He's like covering for my brother.
What the hell?
What it is?
What did we get off on?
Man.
Tangent.
That's good times though.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think they're gonna do about the convoy? They're trying to run
I think they're going to try to run him. I think they're just going to try to scare him. Because if they, I think they know if they try to actually do something, it ain't going to be pretty.
You ever seen South Park?
No, never seen the episode.
The Big Gay Orgy.
What? We'll need a little more context than that, player.
You don't remember that whenever they come out of the future, they're like, they're taking their jobs.
I remember that episode. Don't remember anything about the gay orgy.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they prevented the future from happening.
It's like in the future, it was this little, yeah. Yeah, man. You don't remember that?
Look at your face. You're
look,
like, really?
Okay, so here it goes. They had these come back in time because there was, like, no jobs or something in the future. And they were all, like, all mixed together, like all the races, mm-hmm. and they couldn't talk or anything.
Had no hair.
Had no hair. They all looked the same.
Yeah.
So anyway, they all started coming back, and they took everybody's jobs, and mm-hmm. they're like, we got to prevent the future from happening. They're like, we got to get in a big gay pile.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part of that. Yeah. I remember that full episode. I don't remember the gay
they're
orgy.
In it, and then all of a sudden they start disappearing, like it actually works.
Yeah,
and then it's over with, and they're like, what do we do now? And he goes, back to the big gay pile.
Yeah.
Like the whole town, man.
It just stopped the future from happening.
That show is so stupid.
Dude, you need to watch the
COVID. I watched the first COVID special. I ain't watched the after COVID. I haven't watched it.
It's still the same, you know, going down the same road, but it's, like, awesome. It's funny.
I watched the first one the moment it come out just because I knew it was audio.
You're on.
But, yeah. So, the ASMR stuff he was talking about.
Yep.
It's autonomous sensory meridian response. It's all about the tinglies that whatever the sound is making. Like, literally, it's, I don't know, there's only some of them that actually do it for me, but it's, if you get a good set of headphones.
Yeah.
And just sit there and, like, immerse yourself in it, it's crazy what it'll do.
I'm just listening.
And I recommend some headphones like these.
Look, you ever mess with the real nice, like the real nice headphones for deer hunting and stuff?
Not necessarily the ones you're talking about with little actually like deadening the sound when you shot too.
Yeah.
Not necessarily those.
You can, they've gotten where they're so good you can hear like a deer like way up. It's got to be like, you know, almost 100 yards maybe walking through the woods.
Yeah.
Because everything that's loud is just gone. And you can hear just the silent stuff.
Yeah. Now, the noise canceling stuff with like standard decent headphones. Because I've got like a set of the Galaxy Buds live. I love them. Love them. And they're the ones that fit like a jelly bean in your ear.
Where'd you get those at?
Online, on Amazon. Yeah, but I think I got them for Christmas last year. But I absolutely love them, and they fit. Like I could wear them underneath these and never realize they're there, because they don't actually go into the canal. They fit on the outside of it and then seal the canal.
Huh? I need to give me some of those.
Choice, and that now, they do have a problem when you're working facing down. They will try to work themselves out of your ear, so they will fall forward. But if that's something you know, then you can kind of work with that. Yeah. And they're all touch instead of, like, you just barely boom and go a certain direction. Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's pretty sweet.
So you said go back to the ASMR.
Yep.
If people don't know that. Some people call it asthma.
Asthma.
Got that asthma.
It's, like, the way they do it, you have some that, of course, are going to be like your hot tub meta where it's just the sexy one out there doing it just because that's exactly what
kind of like
draws. But then you have some who literally are good at it, that have a good setup. They can sit here and pick up everything and,
yeah,
and do perfect, like with nails on it and everything. And also, and you fall asleep.
They call
to
it trigger. What's it? Trigger spots or trigger words? Some people do that.
Well, I mean, that's a different, like, it's not necessarily ASMR.
But that's what some of the people do. It say your trigger word can be like lollipop. You know,
I mean, you can get that too. Well,
it's the sound of the word. Yeah, I mean, it's like, still the sounds.
Right, and it's all in the way to say, because if I say lollipop, chances are they're going to do the same thing for you.
I don't know. I'll sit there and watch that crap before, and I'm like, what is this stuff?
There's some of it that gets a little out there and gets a little crazy. But
and then they're like, got a fish cup going.
Hey, if they're making their dollar, let them make it.
I mean,
there's some weird ones out there, Dean.
Ooh, people will watch.
For every kind.
People watch and listen to anything.
Yeah, that's what. And,
I mean, I try to at least listen to something that's informative in some way.
You know,
yeah.
I think, did we talk about this in here before? About TikTok, how over in China. Right. We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
See, we were talking about that at work, too.
Our last episode, that's what we were talking about.
That's right.
It rewards stupidity here, and it actually rewards, like, culturally advancing.
Yeah. You know, you can see it in everything.
I like it like that, because it's American. We'd be like, we don't matter. We still got food.
But it's not doing that. It's just perverting the idea. It's not even. They're perverting the idea of our constitution.
That.
That's what they're doing.
I like saying we got food.
Well, it's making a generation who doesn't realize what it takes to sustain life think they got it figured out.
Just think if the rug got ripped out from under us right now.
What do you mean?
Nobody would be able to.
If the rug
make
got
it.
Ripped out from under us right now?
Like if something happened, we had to survive.
You mean you're standing on a rug?
No, I'm talking. Yeah, well. Basically.
I didn't realize there was a rug. Yeah, I thought we were all standing out here in the cow pasture.
Yeah, we are. It's their little fake little rug.
You know
they
what
got
trips me out is like, I've lived without internet you have to.
Yeah, I have to.
All right, we can kind of know what it's like to have without internet. Whatever happens to like my kids and they all of a sudden the internet and shit goes out, they're going to be like,
it's going to be like
in
the world
too. What do you do, you know?
They won't have to worry about it going out. That's not the danger. They're going to do, like, people who want money are going to do everything they can to make sure the internet is connected at advancing rates as possible. That's just a capitalist deal. But it's the control and the ability that has that is deadly. And once it becomes more and more integrated, as it becomes more and more integrated, you're just becoming more and more reliant. Even if not on the government, you're coming on something that can be a government-controlled entity. And they're proving that, literally, like, because, okay, the whole Facebook deal, Meta.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I've been there. It's pretty fun.
You already got brainwashed.
I mean, that's cool. And, like, I get the whole VR and the, but do you see how in a, do you remember when we came out and it was VR?
It was like a Power Ranger thing that correct. You just, like, fight.
And we thought we were the jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like top dollar. Like, that's what every kid wanted.
20 years later, what we got?
We got a whole freaking people in there.
No.
We're the ones that were little. Now? No, we're the ones little.
20 years from when we saw our first VR.
Yeah. Now it's there, and they're like, here's 20 VR years later, again.
You got a metaverse.
So 20 years from now.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. This is basically the Super Nintendo.
I noticed they do that with the music industry does that. Like, whenever the music that we listen to, the older music, they're like, I mean, it's just, they've warped it. That's why it sounds like...
What are you talking about, though, for, like, music? Because, I mean, music's always been, like, a thing for propaganda. Like
not always. It's been, I mean, kind of, sort of, but it's also an art, too, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, there takes talent to get there, but there's been ways of perverting the talent once the talent gets there to keep the talent there, because the talent gets greedy and gets comfortable when you got
piano. But I'm just talking about the whole, what you're talking about with the VR thing, how they're reintroducing it to us. At least that's what I'm getting at.
I don't even think what we're being reintroduced is reintroducing. That's just what they come out with that actually is more resemblance of what they tried to call VR back in the day.
Yeah, I know, but they were getting us
used
to it.
We were just that dumb.
Everybody else, true. But it was only out for a little bit, though.
Okay, yeah.
And then the kids that have internet never got to see the VR headsets like that. They'd be like, what the hell is that?
But no, I mean, that's anything. Like, you can look at that in, like, movies and stuff because they condition you for all kinds of crazy stuff. But
I mean, it's just the same people.
I'll let you try that VR headset on, though. You're going to be like,
oh, it's crazy, dude.
What's up?
Hey, dude, it's nice.
I'm sure.
It's pretty cool.
Dude, you're in a whole
cool
different
technology,
world.
It's cool technology, man. It is cool technology. It's just
I'll be in the club.
It's immersive, but here's the thing. Have you ever seen the movie, was it WALL-E?
Yeah.
You ever seen WALL-E?
I couldn't get into
WALL-E.
It.
WALL-E.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, do you know what the problem with the people were?
What?
If I'm not mistaken, it was WALL-E. Wasn't it WALL-E?
Yes, that's where they're in the spaceships and they're all fat. And
on the little carousel chairs running around. Yeah. Everybody running around like this. Just
they
fat,
never
just
meet
anybody. Because all they do is push a button and everything comes to them.
Yeah. Huh. That's what we're going to get to.
I didn't realize that was real life.
Yeah.
It is real life.
Like the Matrix. Wait till they
didn't realize Idiocracy was real life.
Make people born and put the headsets on them.
Okay. And you.
Okay, so
like
we, me and Elliot was talking about this the other day. So what if we get to the point where the that technology, you know, the immersion technology, gets to where they have something installed in T.
We're already there.
To where you can just plug
it
in.
We're there.
I know we're there, but I'm talking about. I know. Listen to me though. Mm-hmm. Where I'm going with this? We're talking about the Matrix, like. It gets to a point where when you're a baby, remember, you don't remember much when you're a baby. Mm-hmm. Like when you're real little, you would never know you were in that if they just plugged you in when you're a baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's definitely a way, and that probably is going to become some kind of human rights violation sometime in the future.
But it's a very real possibility. Like, it's something we thought was just cool in the movies, but
I mean,
now we're there.
I don't
like
see
it's,
it as being a, because remember in the Matrix, it was they were a battery supply.
Yeah, that's right. That's
they
right.
They used them as a battery. Okay, well, that's retarded because the body is the world's greatest.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we have
factory.
To have so much stuff.
Well, but no, that's the thing. Like, we could do so much more than be a battery be beneficial in that aspect to something that is not made of organic matter.
Well, yeah, but the only thing is we stand up sometimes as people. Like,
not if we're subservient from the womb, because that's essentially what they were doing.
But I don't think, I mean, it's going to find a way. Life's going
to something's going. Something's
going. It's just
find
going
a way.
To. There's too many people. It's a chance. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's.
I don't see
I don't
that happening.
I think
enough.
That happens throughout time anyway.
I
mean,
don't.
We just,
but
we go through bad times, just like the Black Plague.
Well, but okay,
and
I could
like
very
that.
Easily see this as something not that extreme, but definitely by our own creation, our own will. Of you fast forward 50 years, and everything is like, say, Neuralink is actually up and functioning, and is awesome. It's bringing people with actual like disabilities back.
Yeah.
And okay, cool. If that's working, but now you're interfacing something that can be virtual reality with something that actually activates all five senses in your body.
Yeah.
So now you can take something that is immersively real, but you
as a
feeling person know that you're not in a live circumstance.
Yeah.
But when you can take something that happens on that screen and make it hurt.
Yeah.
Or make it feel amazing. you officially have created the number one drug out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's going to be the internet. It's going to be the drug. It already is. We're addicted to
literally,
it already.
You're going to be tapping a vein with it because you're going to be you're going to have to have a steady dose of dopamine.
Yeah, it's going
to
be like meth. You smoke meth until you start putting
it
in your arm.
I'm looking forward to it.
100%. I'm not looking forward to it at all, but I 100% believe something like that will become a detrimental issue in our nation, definitely, but in technology-oriented nations across the world.
Yeah, it's a problem, maybe, one day. I don't know.
Do you think...
I was going to say, have you ever seen that... What was it on Netflix? That Black Peeled or
Black Mirror.
Yeah. Have you ever watched that?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm good on my own. I can black peel myself.
No, it's not black peel, but it's like...
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I don't need crazy.
What's it about?
It's about the same thing you're talking about, hooking something up and putting in your...
Putting in your what, Elliot?
You put it on... It's a little like a thing they hook up on you. Not a hookup, but it's like they have a little dot thing or whatever, some shit, and you're inside that whole metaverse game.
You ever seen a Type-C cable? You know why a Type-C cable is so awesome? Because of how much data it can transmit at one time. There's 9 pins in a Type-C cable. So it's 5 in a regular USB. Most of the time, only 3 of those were actually used unless it was a data cable.
No, I've never seen that.
So a Type-C, you know the Type-C chargers for most Google, Galaxy, any kind of phone like that? An iPhone?
Okay, yeah.
That is the most powerful USB connection we have currently. Everything should swap Type-C, and we'd all be in iPhone is supposed to be swapping to Type-C. They just held out as long as they can because they can make money off that.
Type-C
is the bomb.
Yeah.
That is the best interface cable we have, bar none. And it's the strongest because the micro USB was the one it would always fall out and fall apart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what you're trying to get at about the whole Neuralink thing?
We're already there. We're already, what you're talking about, hooking us up 100%. If Neuralink works and actually is fully functional, 10 years will be to the point where we can actually put things into people and download.
Here's the problem. People still going to have to eat.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're an organic... Or you're a natural organism, okay? But what does that have to do with the fact that you can now literally learn jiu-jitsu in the time it takes to download a file?
Yeah.
But I don't think you can do that. Your body won't be able to do that.
Okay, correct. But all that is muscle memory. But now you have the knowledge. You have all the technical know-how you need to go out there and make your body do what you already know how to do.
Yeah, but what if it doesn't work like that?
Okay, then you just have somebody who is not that
great. What if it makes your brain dead? And, like, if they do it to a bunch of people and then just keep, like, you know.
Do you realize that currently, this very moment, waking right now, sharing this earth with us, there's a monkey that can play Pong because of Neuralink?
What? You've been looking this stuff up, ain't you?
I live out in the woods. I don't watch this kind of stuff. I ain't got service.
Monkey that Elon Musk put Neuralink in. That can currently...
No, with your Tinder works, don't it?
Pong. Yes, Pong.
Yes.
Monkey.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Not writing Shakespeare. Not sitting here peeling bananas, flinging his poop, playing Pong.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
You ever seen that video of them dudes over in Africa give that monkey that machine gun? Yes.
Monkeys are vicious, man. They pack creatures, too. They play you. But anyway, okay.
So, he's over here trying to make a serious point. You're like, what about that monkey shoot machine guns?
You ever seen a monkey unload an AK?
Yeah. Mine's cooler than yours.
Trump card.
Yeah. That's right.
But now think about this.
No, that is pretty cool.
I think the last time he was on Rogan, Elon Musk come on Rogan, I think he said we were 10 years out. And that was a generous guess.
Yeah, pull it to you a little bit.
A 10-year out guess.
Yeah.
Before we had full Neuralink, like helping people.
I'm not disabled. Doing that.
I'm not saying you would.
I mean, if it was like.
But I'm not asking you to.
An exoskeleton thing.
You and the other hundreds of whatever, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, whatever that are like you, cool. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Not one freaking iota. You know
why? Why not? Because it's still happening.
No, I mean, yeah, I guarantee it's still happening. But that's just because a rich dude's investing in it. But here's the problem. There is a something plegic out there who still has somewhat of their arm, but they can't use it. I got a buddy right now that I guarantee you 100% would probably go for this if it could be paid for and he could do it. I guarantee you'd try it.
Well, yeah. I know there are, and there are people.
Okay. And I don't care if that is the smaller majority of what we're looking at here. The fact that it's going to be able to help people like that means it's going to constantly grow because it's going to grow in that community. The moment it becomes to where it can be more than that is when it's going to become starting to play in the public dangerous commodity.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not going to take long at all.
No, never does.
Because the moment you can fix something that was broken in the human body,
everybody's going to want it.
No, you can augment something that wasn't.
Yeah.
The moment you can repair something that was broke, you can augment something that wasn't.
Yeah.
So now is when you start talking about, I'm not saying you're going to have like bio-humans walking around. Like, but literally, you can take something that, let's say you take the talents of an NFL player that was from the early age, you knew they were NFL worthy.
Yeah.
And you give them that talent.
You give them everything they need to focus them in
those talents. Or not even just that. Give them multiple.
No.
Multiple.
Who's to say that doesn't turn this into the most dangerous human being that's ever walked the face of this earth?
Yeah. Now, like Samson.
Now let's say you found 1,000 of those.
1,000 Samsons? I'm just saying.
1,000 Samsons is probably going to be more than that.
Like, you know how many genetically superior, cornbread-fed, ignorant dudes we got walking around this particular 100 square miles right now?
Just in this area.
Okay, now let the government start rounding them up and let that be capable.
You're talking about Captain America. I don't care if
that's going to be conspiracy theory or not, because the basics of what I just said are definitely there.
There, yeah.
There's always nefarious in this world. Somebody's going to have that idea.
Yeah.
Some fucking idiot's going to try.
Yeah, hey, look, we got an idiot trying stuff already with the viruses. Of course there's going to be somebody doing that.
Just like, we didn't have enough James Bond movies to see what villains do when you give them crazy ideas and possibilities.
Somebody's going to fucking try. Sorry, it was freaking hilarious.
I mean, you can't tell me they're not. You can call me conspiracy theorist if you want to, but that's not far-fetched enough for me to take that conversation with you.
I kind of like being called that, though.
You swing for the fence.
I mean, that's cool. usually
you're more right than the people that are telling you.
Okay, but I'm not saying I'm above being called that, but my thing, like something like that, I'm not even willing to talk to you because you've got to prove to me that the basics of what I said wasn't possible first.
No, they don't want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it. They're just going to tell you that, and they're going to, they don't want to debate you there. Because they don't know nothing about it.
I agree everything you just said. It was just how you said it.
They just heard it that it was bad or something without really looking into it, and they made their opinion up before ever even looking at it.
Most folks make the opinion before they ever realize they have an opinion.
Yeah. Some people don't even have an opinion. They just repeat what they see.
That's their opinion. They're just mockers.
Yeah. It's like a big echo chamber.
They don't know how to have an opinion.
Well, that's because of Facebook and stuff, then. I mean, it's conditioned to do that a lot. And, people are generally like that anyway, mob mentality.
I mean,
tribal.
But even in mob mentality, that works on both sides of what you just said.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because you can have the close-knit community that's technically a mob in the way that y'all all have the same desire for something homogenous to live in, to be comfortable in as a community. Okay. That's technically a mob. But it's a mob that you put your trust into because, as a mob, y'all are going to look out for each other.
Yeah.
Okay. But mob mentality, when it's just, I like this, you like this, wah, let's go. That's when it gets dangerous because you have so many opposing somethings going in for it, jumping in and something, and then they start the bickering and fighting, and I like this.
But ain't that the point of controlling people is to keep them bickering and fighting all the time?
Yeah, but you got to control a bigger swath of people than that. You can't. It's harder to infiltrate little communities than it is to infiltrate a.
Well, that's why they just show little things and they blow them way out of proportion, because most of the current country isn't like that. Most of the country isn't rioting and stuff, but that's when they show that on a news cycle all the time, every second, something like that. People just see it all the time, and that's what they remember because that's what they're seeing.
Well,
it's conditioning and it's brainwashing in a sense.
Well, yeah, that all depends on how you take what they're giving.
Well, that's what you got. You got to be able to take yourself out of it and realize and really question what you're looking at.
No, well, I'm not saying necessarily that would be a bad way.
I mean, everyday life.
I look at myself dead center of it. If I look at this and I'm like,
it's like I want to be in there.
I may have never lived exactly.
What are you talking about? You was in the middle of it too.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, but
Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
I may not have been in the middle of something, but I can look at a situation and go, okay, so based on my reality that I live in, that is quite the stretch. However,
what I see going on, wouldn't take but about one or two things to go awry to happen.
Yeah.
So, is it this fantastical story that might have required a wizard stone and probably two different wands that were broken along the way to happen? Or the one that I could see myself stumbling and tripping into as a dumbass? I'm going with the easy one. Like, was it Occam's Razor? The easiest answer is usually the actual
one. The right one, yeah.
I don't know if that's Occam's Razor or not.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm thinking the most complicated is the right one right now. It's got me twisted all inside.
The most complicated one is usually the hidden one.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean,
the one that people can't see, and if you tell them, they're gonna be like, "You're so full of crap."
I mean, but here's the thing: like hidden stories and conspiracy theories and shit like that.
But it's out in the open right now. Everything's been out in the open, and just nobody cares because nobody pays attention.
But that's what I don't necessarily consider a conspiracy theory. That's people, somebody calling it out, and they call it a conspiracy to try to cover it up.
That's
I don't call those conspiracy theories because that's literally something that we have.
Well, that's what they call it. That's what I'm saying. But that's what they call us for saying that stuff and saying it out loud because nobody's saying it. They go to you, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Like he was saying the other day, look, me and he was sitting here talking. Here's the problem. Me, my own problem, I'm already at the moon before the ship takes off. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where we're at, some people, you got to basically kind of guide them to that situation. Can't just be like, you know, they're out there
kids. You got to talk in layman's terms to them.
Yeah, Clinton's out there.
You got to get them off on the space shuttle and off the Earth and out to the moon base so he can load them up in the shuttle that he's already got ready to go on the moon.
The first thing you got to realize is that's you got to make them realize they're in a spaceship.
That's basically why they didn't like Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Technically, they got to want to take a vacation to the Space Center and got to realize they're in the world.
I think we said that too. That's why they didn't like Trump, because it's a lot. I loved it, but a lot of people didn't because he was like, "You're lying." You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that got us fired up. The people that did already speaking out got us even more fired up about that.
He literally approached it from a monetary standpoint.
Everything's getting shown now.
I'm going to bring the soldiers home. Then when he got over there, like, hey, wait, we're protect like these. Y'all know how much these oil fields are worth? How much these poppy fields are worth? Really? Hold on. Okay, look, here's the deal. I was gonna bring them back, but now look, y'all realize what we're getting paid?
Yeah.
So we getting paid. I'm gonna leave a couple over here just enough to make sure they don't try to get bug them. Bring the rest of them home. But y'all, we getting paid. Yeah. And then he come out there and said it along those lines, and everybody looked at him like stunned because he didn't politic it.
Yeah.
It's like he's not worried about the politicking. Yeah, no, the politicking is a byproduct of getting what he's trying to achieve.
Well, the thing about him, Trump, you know how Trump is. He wants to be the best.
What do you think he's going to be like when he does start politicking?
Trump wants everybody to know that he's the best.
Yes.
That's how he is, right?
And I think that's his guiding force.
So he's going to do his damnedest job to do the best he can. Man, it was a mess. It is now. This was a mess.
But I don't think... Okay, when you say the best he can, this is why I don't say he would necessarily be... If there was a genuinely good political
candidate...
But
he was looking out for us, though, because it was in his interest, too.
Yes, and I think that is a lot of his driving force, because I think he wants the ability for, in another 100 years, another Trump to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Another, like, something who... Anybody could be able to do that. If given the correct chances in life or whatever, however you want to look at life lining up, so be it.
The road less taken.
But if you keep squashing the ability to do that by trying to strengthen, because, okay, yeah, the tax the rich, cool, that's great. But
that's going to do nothing but affect us.
And I am not necessarily a proponent for taxes, but I get the whole theory behind it. But taxation is theft at its basis, cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because at any, you got to hold somebody at, what are you going to do if I don't pay you? Well.
200 years, we killed for less.
Well, the thing is, like, our property, like, we should be able to legally own our property without them being able to do anything about it if we purchase that.
I mean, I say maybe when it still has a lien on it, okay, they should still do that because that's
the. But that's the thing, if you pay for it, they should not be able to do anything to take it further in the future.
But you also got to look at the fact that you have hoarders. Okay, but once you get the ability to start buying land and you're hoarding, not just you got newspapers in your house that to the point you can't do anything but walk to the living room and the door, that's a little different. Now you just got land and swaths and swaths of land. You got somebody who just wants to sit on that because they like their land.
Ain't got an eyesore.
Okay,
but people ain't going to stop. Like, literally, we're going to populate.
But that's how we are as a people, though. Like, we would create more land. I mean, that's. I remember when that was the thing. Remember. Listen to me. Just listen to me for a second. They build like overseas and stuff. They build new islands and stuff and build hotels out there. Mm-hmm. They do that shit. Yeah. We could do that as a people. We have that capability. If we have the capability to make AI systems, we have the capability to overcome population. Japan does it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, we can do it. We survive as a people.
Let me tell you the one reason you're wrong, and you will never convince me otherwise. We have finite resources on this earth. We can build through this motherfucker until it's nothing but
land. We can go to space.
Okay, cool. But there's finite resources out there. They might be more vast.
Yeah, but it's going to be. It'll be enough to sustain us.
But we don't have the capability of that, and we need it now.
I think we do. I think we just got people that are hoarding the technology and slowly leaking it out because they want to make money on it. Or they want to have it because it's a superior weapon or something, in our case. Or I'm just saying.
So let me ask you this. What kind of technology do you think they're hoarding out? I'm curious on this one.
I'm just saying, like, freaking cures for stuff and stuff, you know.
Really?
Dude, yeah.
All right. Now, I was going to go with the...
You can't tell me Maya Johnson ain't got freaking AIDS and still alive.
I never would 100% believe they got a cure for AIDS. They might. They very well might.
Dude,
I'm not saying...
I mean, if there's... Here's the thing. Okay.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of regenerators. There's a lot that you can do for just treating that if you've got the funding to do it. Okay, you can make your life great. Or you can have to go with what the bare bottom that insurance pay for and hope you make it. Now, am I saying that there's not one? No, because there very well could be, because there's much crazier that I believe out here in this world.
No, I'm just saying in general, though.
But hold on. I'm not saying, like, technologies, I wouldn't necessarily just say in something like that, because I do believe there could be something that we have that we know about that very easily could be a money-making, and, like, not even necessarily the government knows about it so much as Pfizer knows about it. Or somebody like that, that it's more profitable for them to treat it than it is to fix it.
Well, yeah, they keep you in the freaking hospitals.
Insert whatever that is, whether it be cancer, whether it be whatever, I don't know. I don't really have a particular one, but I'm not saying that is not a possibility of a thing that can happen. However, what I do believe, because I see you.
Freaking chair. Tesla. There's what?
Tesla.
Nikola Tesla.
I believe they shut that man down.
Because he made the free energy.
Not necessarily because he invented free energy so much as what he had accomplished already and the plans he had for it once he got what he was planning to accomplish.
That's what I'm saying. We know we have that stuff. There is technology that we do have that they have not released to us.
I mean, you can Tesla coil. You can, like...
That was like 100 years ago, man.
But that is so expensive. Now, here's where I follow along the lines of why I think it would have been something they'd have done by then. Because, yes, if we'd have put the money into the infrastructure of something like that working and already had the networking system set up for that to be a possibility.
But then they couldn't make money on it.
Not so much they couldn't make money on it, because you got people who are building it. They're going to find a way to tax it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be like Fort County or something.
It's not something that they already had control of. They would have had to start figuring out which part of it was going to be the money making, and then had to start buying that. And, no, they already had their control. Why let it get out of that way when this works?
They're setting their families up.
Okay.
Basically.
So, I'm 100% behind the... They got some foul play involved in that.
I mean...
Because, like, the whole way Nikola Tesla...
Just look at the Rothschilds and all of them.
The way Nikola Tesla... The whole story of Nikola Tesla is absolutely...
Is it true that Trump has his stuff?
Hey, look, that's one of my...
Is it true that what?
You ain't heard about it? He was, like, best...
His uncle worked with
Trump's
him.
Best friend.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Even if it was.
No, it was Trump's uncle used to work for him. Or work with him at one point in time.
Even if that is true, 100%, and even if that checks out to be, like, literally, like, documented, like you said, that has no bearing on the overall aspect. That is literally something that is filler at
that's
the time.
That's just a fun fact.
Cool, fun fact, but do you realize how many people that triggers on, I've got to check this out, I've got to check.
Well, yeah, it's clear, but, I mean...
You have obsessive people. Okay, you give them food like that, they immediately...
Go crazy.
Right, okay. That is such filler that it is, even if that is proven to be true and Trump turns out to be his direct relation and he is trying to start some kind of master race of Teslas. Cool. That is so not the point right now.
Yeah. That is not the point right now. The point
even if that
is
the case, that point is so far nefarious, understated that you're going to get laughed out of any place you try to tell that. So that being so far-fetched now, that we got so many more problems that we need to deal with we can actually deal with right now.
Okay, so back to the free energy.
Well,
so yeah,
he's got a time machine.
Like, just imagine if we had that, though. Like, just imagine if you didn't have to plug your stuff up.
What do you mean?
Like, if it was wireless like that. Like, we have a wireless technology now, but it just stays charged all the time.
That's literally what I was getting at.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. We're getting back to the point.
The only reason we got wireless charging right now is because they can actually modulate it. Like, when we can get to the point we can transmit legit signal, like radio waves of electricity, that's game-changing. That takes all these wires that connects this whole country and removes that and makes it instantaneous.
Yeah, that is game-changing big time.
So how do you think that works?
What do you mean? How a Tesla coil works?
No, how he did that with electricity. I mean,
I've never seen a Tesla coil.
Yes, I have, and I know that's what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying.
Okay, but when you have a Tesla coil come up, think about it. When you have a Tesla coil come up, you say you grab a light bulb.
Yes.
You walk a light bulb up to that Tesla coil. That light bulb works just like you've got it screwed into an actual bulb, into a socket.
I'm just saying to talk about it on here because I know we know about it. But.
Okay, but let's say you can translate instead of it being just a mass ball of like talking of energy just going out in everywhere. Yeah. If you can channel that, you can directionalize that. You can know point to point where that's going to travel, how far that's going to travel, how much power it's going to lose in that travel, and what is the most efficient way of doing that. And you set up nodes like you do for internet now, where it just repeats it, repeats it, repeats it.
Yeah, but it has to travel through the atmosphere, though, right?
Yes, which means you're going to have some interference.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's electrical. And I mean, we know that power, with substantially. So, but I think that's a good thing. All I think that's what makes it possible to be able to do that. No,
that is the biggest detriment against it that makes it impossible to do that. However, where you are on the right track of is we are far enough advanced that had we have started working on that technology then, and say we had the capability of casting 20 feet reliably, multiply that technology exponentially with everything else we've seen.
Oh, yeah. We would have been.
You take your phone, Nokia brick, like antenna out the top. Think about that. That was 20 years ago, tops?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Yeah.
All right, now think about that with our electricity, our lifeblood of this nation. The thing they are trying to the most efficient thing to make the most money.
Well, you know what, though? That would ruin them. Like, you know, they're talking about the green energy and stuff. Like, we could have been there already.
See, but here's the thing here's where I kind of did you on that. Like, yeah, Tesla, I believe it had we have went that way and actually invested in that.
But if he did start it, all it takes is one little bit of technology and then grow off of it.
But here's my problem. We're so far advanced past that now. It's a great idea that we shouldn't forget. I wouldn't classify it as a novelty, but at this point, they use it more for novelty items. Okay?
But I'm just saying, what if? Where would it be at right now?
Well, somebody's gone to it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. What if? What if they didn't do it?
Somebody's already here. So you got the ability with something like that now, but nuclear.
Yeah, but I think nuclear is too powerful. I think we shouldn't use it.
100%. Too powerful. That's exactly why we should use.
Yeah, and I think we as a people should realize that and come to that conclusion.
Why do you think that?
Because you've got too many crazy people out here that don't have self-discipline in their in their mind.
Let me ask you a question.
And enough respect for people.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know how many, and I'm going to Google this answer because I know it's, do you know how many nuclear warheads the United States currently cannot account for?
What?
No. I mean, he's going to look it up right now.
Hold up. Moment, please. Y'all keep talking.
It's a bunch.
Well, you know the island out there where they stored all that nuclear waste that has a big crack in it and all that? It's about to leak out in the ocean. They were talking about that.
Well, I heard the aliens come down and melting them. That's just me.
Nah, they got a big concrete.
That's what happened on the Bub Majestic.
Man, you gotta take a lot of that with a grain of salt too. But it's cool to look at it though. Like, it's cool to listen to it. It's another thing to make you more well rounded.
Six.
We have six nuclear weapons that we currently cannot account for.
So some random guy's out here riding around with one.
No. Or that or selling that them under the black market.
That doesn't mean Joe the Redneck has one. That doesn't mean him Bobby has one. That doesn't mean anything. That just means we don't know.
Yeah. No, it means that somebody does know, though.
No, this could be as simple as, like, fell off a truck, rolled down a hill, still sitting at the bottom of that hill because ain't nobody been to that hill in years. Or it could literally be somebody sitting in their house going, look what I got here. Tapping it with a hammer.
Yeah.
Like, I took this on the back of the military.
I get what he's saying now. He's like, you don't understand. We don't.
I mean,
know
I knew that. Already,
some bitch is at.
Yeah. That's just like the money and stuff, too, where they got all that unaccounted money. It's like, how do you not? It's just.
Yes.
Don't know where trillions of dollars are.
I mean, okay, unaccounted money, that's cool. I had never seen a dollar kill a man that was not pre-prescribed to kill a man.
I don't know. I've seen money kill a lot of people.
He said, we don't know.
The availability of money, the love of money killed that man.
Still,
the availability of money is, if I got enough money, you're going to die tomorrow.
But that's...
Somebody going to take it.
I'm just saying, the government's missing a lot of shit that shouldn't be missing.
Okay, yes, that's...
But did you hear what he just said,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, I know. I already know. I mean, that's fucking... I mean, that isn't...
Nuclear warheads.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Within, yeah. within these continuous 48.
Well, in the,
we don't know where they're at.
I think
they could be in the Minions leaders' dudes' like laboratory. It's probably Dexter's laboratory.
No. You got one of them at fucking George Bush's ranch, and you go, "It's right here, big fella. This is Betsy."
Might be. Does that make you feel any better?
Hell no. Okay.
Might be. Who's that?
But that's
it. Might be. Oh, but does that make you feel any better?
No.
Thank you. Next, we got five more.
Bill Clinton's got one. He's got his sex doll on it.
I'm waiting to feel better.
Okay, Putin's got one.
And by the way, if Bill's got one, that means Hillary's got one. And
Hillary's got one,
but just a bad day away.
She just goes down and worships it, probably.
Yeah, that's right.
You motherfuckers, I'll get you at the end. Just wait. So,
what he's trying to say is, you got to fucking take it over very slowly.
And then Joe Dirt had one.
Oh,
it turned out to be a shitter.
Yeah. That was
incredible. Old space peanut.
But, I mean, but why ain't they got a damn, what do they call it,
a database?
Something on them, you know, that you can track them, a tracker.
Do you know what actual, like, computer technology they currently use at NORAD?
No.
Do you? Do we work at NORAD?
Do you remember what came before floppy disk?
Before floppy disk?
Yeah, I said it.
No.
You don't remember them big five and whatever disk that had, like, I think it was 100 and something kilobytes.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. The big, big ones.
That's what the nuclear codes are stored on.
Oh, my gosh. So, it's basically, they got probably...
But the thing is, it cannot be hacked.
That could be hacked by me farting.
Can you really? I'm just wondering.
They've built on top of that. Like, that's the thing. That's where
they probably done made it even better.
They built on top of that. I was being a little bit hyperbolic with what I said.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't. I mean, you know, with newer technology, sometimes the newer technology is easier to be hacked because it's.
Okay.
I mean, it's just newer technology.
Let me take
this
into somewhere I guarantee you'd care a little bit more about. Do you know what our current financial network system is based on? The original IBM computers.
Yeah.
Okay.
From Germany.
They have done is add layers and layers and layers as technology has advanced ever since then. You realize there's still infrastructure in the city where it is literally network and admin as the login, as the password. Yes, you might have to have a pass key to go in, but people that, like companies that have millions of customers have their information on record, have some of the most
ridiculous,
security is unreal.
Hmm.
Be like their social security number or something.
And they're not worried about doing anything until it actually becomes an issue with it.
Like, yeah.
Once something becomes an issue,
we need to do something.
And all they do is add another layer on it. It's another step. It's another built-in redundancy, and that is so easy to beat.
Yeah.
Like, people think about a little
it's just like
nerd
doors,
kid sitting at a computer hacking.
Doors.
It's really not that. It's really not. But it is so easy to build a program that can sit here and beat stuff like that. It's unreal. And all you're doing is... You're walking through one gate at a time, essentially, and it's just how much that actual little latch on that gate takes you to pop it open.
Yeah. Just keep pecking away on it. Eventually, it's going to come loose.
Yeah, but now they've got built-in peckers.
Yeah.
Dog.
they got programs that run from their phone where they're like, run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's how they do the password stuff, where it just runs the numbers.
It's crazy, dude.
Man,
I'm
saying. You got technology, but it works good. It works both ways.
It works both ways. Yeah. Now let me take you backing up a little bit, because remember the conversation we had about 10 minutes ago? Neuralink?
We had like 14 million conversations.
Who do you think is going to be hacking the brain first? Which one do you think? Dr. Diabolical or
Mr.
Do-Good?
Or the Mr. Computer.
Mr. Do-Good, probably.
Yeah, Mr. Do-Good. But guess what? Dr. Diabolical gets to read his notes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
That's the thing. That's why I ain't never doing
it. So y'all getting hacked?
I'm not
good enough at computers to not get hacked?
I'm not getting hacked.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Yeah. I'm not getting hacked.
I'm not.
You're not getting hacked?
Because I don't have computers.
You won't have Neuralink?
Hell no.
That's cool. Let's say you're getting a wreck 2 days from now.
And you got to have it. That's the only way.
Now, literally, you're looking at living your life a different way unless you attempt this new free surgery that you can be the first one and they'll pay for it.
I don't care, man. I'm not getting hacked.
Yeah, but you're an empty.
I don't know. I just know it's my mentality. I do not like being controlled by something.
That's cool. But you can literally control your arm that you can't anymore.
I just have to live with it, man.
That's cool. That's the moral choice you got. But ain't nobody going to follow you down that road.
No, most people are going to go down that road. Because people...
You mean I can go back to what I remember normal being? You mean I can go back to that?
No, I knew that. I knew people will do that. I knew that majority. But I'm just... You know, I haven't...
That's cool.
I'm at the point... Just me personally, I will not do that.
Why ain't my freaking adrenal glands working yet, mother...
Yeah, but that's the thing. Girl, they put them in, they make them function. They can literally make them function.
You know how cool that would be? But then they're picking your time of death.
But then, okay, what happens whenever you start speaking out and they get beep, beep, beep?
Yeah.
Let's fuck you up.
Yeah.
Welcome to my brain.
Yeah. That's my brain, too. That's new. I don't want to do that. I don't. It's not worth the risk to me.
But that's the thing. That's cool, and that's great. But do you realize it's going to take less than a generation to weed your thinking out of a population that has the ability
to do
that?
Yeah, because
they're
all going to be controlled.
Okay, so now let's take this into two generations removed from it. Now this technology is coming. Oh, that's old pot.
Now
you literally got it to the point where they can take it. And the moment you're born, you get this little thing right here, and everything you got about you is stored right there.
Dude, they can convince people of stuff over a dumb TikTok, like a dumb TikTok. Okay. You think they can? Yeah, they're going to do that. But everyone's going to have that.
Look,
shit.
This has literally become something that.
People are
beneficial,
numb.
And people are like, oh my good lord, this is the mark of the beast. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it became something that is beneficial to people who actually lost limbs. Oh my god, this is the mark of the beast. Okay, cool, move on. Now it becomes something that they've seen, well, it can fix these people. What can it do to me when I feel, you know, I'm normal, I'm whatever, I'm healthy, can I augment my abilities?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh my god, this is the mark of the beast. Move on.
Yeah.
Now it has become three generations removed, and people are looking at it as, well, like, basically like a cell phone.
Yeah.
That was a hot commodity.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, now you definitely. Take that, and now it's like 3/4 of the population has one. They have the Neuralink in there. It's awesome. You see these people living these awesome lives.
Yeah.
They can do everything flawlessly. They can walk down the road sitting there scanning through their phone and sitting here watching one eye doing the other.
They won't even have to do that. They'll probably be looking at
that's
it
great.
That's, without even
that's
doing
just
that.
Us.
Yeah. Thinking, I'm following you.
That's us thinking in the 50s the automobile's going to fly. This is the equivalent of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nevertheless, you take all these possibilities. And no matter what we take the route to get to that point, the possibilities of nefarious means are so far out there that it makes you wonder what in the world is going to be possible, and everybody's going to be begging for it come 4 generations from now.
True.
Everybody's going to be. If you're going to be part of the outcast group,
it's
going to
be part of their
Neuralink.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a part of their everyday life. They're
the
not
biggest
going
part. Even if they have to look at like dropping the cost of pregnancy and or dropping the cost of having a child simply because Neuralink is such a big expenditure, that's going to become a thing.
Yeah, something is.
Then you need to be worried about the mark of the beast, because then it's something you're putting on an entire population that can literally control whether or not you are a human. Like,
yeah.
Whether, not so much whether you're a human,
so much as
whether or not
you.
You're a thing that happens on this planet,
and
you can buy something, you can do anything, you're approved to go to certain places.
So you think we're still in the back in the day type mentality right now?
What do you mean?
The dark ages?
I think we're at the dawn of a technology reckoning that has the ability to be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But I think we're looking at it with an eye of...
We're being the devil's advocate.
No, not even taking it that far. With an eye of people who are so dumb to the capabilities of what we have officially created and harnessed.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even harnessed it yet to the fullest of its capabilities. And we're already falling prey to the stupidest of our people out of it. Like, literally, it's...
Well, that's why we're trying to be on here.
We're augmenting stupid behavior
to...
and not augmenting the best and the brightest. That's not brilliant.
People are slower than technology.
Well, there's a reason why...
No, it's
why,
not
yeah,
it's not that. It's the... We remember the way it
it's
was.
It's a different war.
To,
it's a different war we're having.
Old school concepts with war. New school capabilities. Well, new school capabilities already figured out how to work around your old school thought process.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they have figured out a whole way of doing things, and you're not even realizing they're playing new games.
Yep, that's right.
You're sitting here stuck on trying to figure out if they're doing what you did in the old school, and they've already worked out how to keep you in your own box, and they're over here doing a totally different thing.
When I was younger, you know, they wouldn't let me do, you know, hell, they wouldn't. Nobody would let us get on a computer past 9:00, you know, things like that.
It's probably for the best.
But... At the same time, I was very interested when it first came out. I wanted to learn all that stuff, but people's like, oh, it's bad for you. It's bad for you, you know. But I'm like, now I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going deep into technology.
Well, now you can't really operate at life without knowing.
I was supposed to say that's the equivalent of telling a kid he can't eat cake after 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and now that you're grown, you know good and well you can go to the store and buy a whole cake if you want to and eat it in one sitting because it doesn't have to be your birthday. That's the equivalent of what you just said.
Yeah.
Now that you can afford to do it yourself, you're just going to jump off into it because can't nobody tell me no.
I get where you're at. I get exactly what you said.
It's not that you couldn't have done it then. Because I did it then. Yeah. Like it wasn't like mom and them had the most money in the world on it, but I did it then because I figured out how to do it cheaply.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
That's where piracy came about. I mean, literally.
And burning CDs and stuff. I mean,
the thing is, if I would have learned that as much as I could then and knew what I knew now, dude, we're running laps. Like you just said that.
I did my best to try to learn it then, and I still wish I'd have done more.
Yeah. Really?
Like, I wish I'd actually done coding and stuff now if I'd known what I know now.
Really?
I've thought about that, too. Because
it was so easy back in the day, and you could have actually learned the code.
The thing is, if you would have did it back then, you would have been making millions right now, probably.
I mean,
if you were good at it then, because calling, you would have been older than the people that do now.
Do you know one of my son's classes is coding?
Yes. Because literally that's going to be the next communication language.
Coding.
100%.
On the internet.
Yep.
Really?
Have you ever checked your son's words per minute?
No.
Guarantee they shut you down.
Oh, it's horrible. I'm horrible, but I'm talking about like it's... Yeah, when I see him just doing anything, it's
but
just...
But we had a typing class that was based around words per minute.
That's right.
That's my point.
Yeah. That was how you passed.
That is their first day. Hope you know how to type.
Of life. Of life.
Welcome to the future, homie.
Yep.
We're still stuck way back.
Yeah, man. But the thing is, if you forget some of the stuff from the past, it could be bad. That's the thing, man. Like, 100%. Being self-sufficient.
That's
being
where able to survive. Wisdom. Okay, but that's where wisdom.
Even
has
just
its
building
favor.
A fire and stuff. People don't get taught that. A lot of people don't get taught how to do that stuff.
100%. But here's the thing. That's where wisdom has its benefit, because wisdom can take knowledge learned from old and take truths that cannot be changed no matter what we advance technology as a social moral construct that cannot be messed with, and they can transmit those down throughout the ages. Okay, you still have to have the respect for your old folks, because yes, they can see what we have as a technology advancement now. I'm sure somebody looked at the wheel and said, oh my god, it's going to destroy the community.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you have to be able to see that while they may not be able to see the good that a technology advancement can have and only see the worst of it, they do have some insight towards something that could be beneficial towards that in the future. So you can't just throw them out because you think they're crazy.
No, you still got to keep the old ways, man. That's why I like the Amish and stuff, man.
But
that stuff is,
on the opposite side of that coin, you got to make way for the new ways, or
right.
You're going to get left in the dust. You can't just be a steadfast, no, the old way's the best way. No, because just like that, like I said, with the population at the beginning, you had 1 or 2 million in the early days of the United States. Okay, cool. You got 330-something now. You can't do things the same exactly and not copy it 100% word for word and think it's going to work.
Let's see that.
Well, the thing about us, we're adaptable. And the way our country is, it makes us adaptable.
Correct. Because it worked back in the day, can't mean, because you can't be so steadfast, you can't adapt either, because it's
right
not
now,
always
yeah,
guaranteed.
Yeah, no.
But that's the thing. You've got to know that what you think morally is what's guiding you and not so much the idea of what you see as your idea of perfection.
No, that's just a personal
Because that's
choice.
The only way you're going to be able to be changed in your... Like, you could have this whole thought process for your whole life. And if you are setting that simply because you believe you are right and you are not even open to the idea of change or open to the idea that it's possible you're wrong, then you are literally setting yourself up, like I was making fun of you earlier, for tyranny.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
yeah,
it's
yeah,
going
that.
To eventually
yeah.
lead to the I know better just because I have this knowledge. That's not how it can be. You've got to know and understand that you're not impervious to being wrong, but understand that it is your morals guiding you, not your beliefs.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, your beliefs
oh, yeah,
can be changed
yes.
and they can be challenged.
That's why I can talk to anybody because I already understand that.
But the morals like have got to be what's yeah. the wavering compass of point
it's just
of
that's
everything.
Just a, that's just a personal thing, and I don't push that on anybody. It stops at me because that's the only person I answer to at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in other stuff. I'm still interested in technology. I know how to do stuff. I just choose to step away from it
if
because
you don't
I think
get
it's
what
more
Cody's doing.
Myself. No. I understand everything he's saying.
He knows both sides. Like,
Hey, we're all in agreement right here. Yeah, like, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. We're not trying to prove anybody wrong because I'm agreeing with you.
I'm just saying what he's freaking like. It don't matter I'm if you say. what you say.
I am a Libra at heart.
Yes. Yeah, it don't matter what you say. He's got another side of that. But yeah, go ahead.
Are you now?
I'm a Libra at heart, man.
But yeah, you do your morals, man. Scale. I mean, that's right.
No, it's not that. It's just I enjoy it. I mean, I have the right to enjoy it. So I'm in.
You have to disconnect from this because that's where 100% where I agree thoroughly with what you're saying. Like, if you can't disconnect from this, you have a sickness that is going on that is never going to get a monkey off your back because it's not something that's just not going to be fed about you. If you don't know how to separate yourself from the online world, the online you, your online persona, and your real life persona, and you're trying to blur those lines, you will never be able to get away from that as a unit.
Yeah.
From here on out, the internet will be a constant source of human interaction from here on out. If you can't
I'm on social media.
If you can't find a way to get back to yourself and survive without that, you're screwed as a human.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm becoming, that's the point.
But that line is going to become more and more grayed out as time goes. Because
I feel bad for people that's after me. Like, look, you know.
But look at this way.
Man.
Say you in 100 years, even knowing what you know now, you go back, what do I need for the chance to make a fire? Why do I need to know how to make a fire from scratch?
Yeah.
There's literally 15 million things, and 1,500 of them are impervious to ever failing that can make fire. Why do I need to know how to strike a flint and stone?
Well, it's not even that. It's, you know, being able to get meat, get food, knowing what plants to get, what plants are poisonous, whatever.
All right, let's say we just,
you know, or just by having, being able to buy the equipment that you can use to make life easier and use technology, you need to be able to decide that as a human, personally, how to, you know, be prepared for that.
All right.
And like, you're getting a life straw or something you take like that. Just what, you know?
Right, but you take just what we got right now. We are so far removed from the way that our food is actually harvested for us. It is unreal. There's people walking the face of this earth currently who believe that the food just shows up like...
Oh, and it just shows up in the market. And, like, it's not...
Like, you know, it's a meme on some of them where people are making fun of, you should just go to the grocery store where they don't have to hurt animals to get your meat.
Yeah.
People like that are not necessarily beyond saving. They just... They've probably never been shown anything like that in their lifetime. No. They don't know they've never seen a deer killed and literally processed in the freezer and see the freezer go to the machine.
They're ignorant. I mean, it's not necessarily their fault either. I mean,
but that's how their whole outlook on life has been formed, with that knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't make them nefarious. That doesn't make them malicious. That makes them uninformed.
Yeah, but it's not. But the thing is that, like, they talk about it that it's a bad thing. You know, they don't want you to be self-sufficient.
Had to go pay.
And I think that should be even taught in school, like how to be self-sufficient. Almost not basic survival skill. I mean, even that too. But
understand where your life starts from. What feeds your way of life. No matter how many times it gets processed, how it goes to the supply chain to get there, you know the basis of what has to happen for you to survive.
Yeah.
Not because you can go vegan, you can technically live off of that. No. Literally, what you need as a human to survive, and then you make your own choices after that.
Yep.
Those things are not really held up high because they're completely ignored now.
Do you think vegan? Do you think vegan works?
I think vegan has its place. I think just like the carnivore diet.
I think that everybody should have a wide ranging diet. That way they get everything they need. They shouldn't just eat a cheeseburger every day. You know, they should get some. You know,
I'm just saying. A guy told me one time, you can't survive without protein, and I believe that.
Yeah,
but people who say they're vegans.
Well, I have to go high protein now because that's.
Okay, people who say they're vegans, some people, I'm just saying, some people, as in a person, says they're lying to you. They got to have meat. Are they drinking protein shake or something? Because, and that's meat.
But see, that's the thing about.
I swear that's what he said.
But that's another thing about technology, though. You can make protein in a lab instead of doing it. But that's different. That's not, you can't just do that for everybody. You can't force that for everybody. Yeah,
Cody's going to look it up. I'm going to know if it has.
Well, you know, they're talking about doing the bio meat now. It's been a big thing here lately. Well, they've been trying to pass it.
Was that like calm meat?
Like lab meat. Like it's grown in a lab.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think you've ever eaten lab meat before?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think I've
eaten. I was fixing to say, do you know how much of our meat is all meat currently, actively?
Yeah, and like,
as a proven like stat I can look up. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, tofu, they just had,
tofu is 10 grams of protein, like a standard serving of tofu.
Yeah, there's protein in plants, man. There's a lot, but
all
right. That's not readily available to everybody, too, though.
What did I just say? What was I just talking
tofu
about?
Tofu was 10 grams
of protein. No, we was talking. We was trying to see if, like, meat was in, like, protein
shape.
Yeah,
tofu. Like, okay. That's protein. You can make protein out of all kinds of stuff.
But do you got to have meat to survive, man?
You don't have to have it to survive. Your body is catered to it. Like,
if your body's more adjusted to eat meat, and naturally,
maybe
you can make the choice to.
I'm just saying, I've seen some people that say they're vegans and freaking just muscle bound freaks.
What else was I going to Google when we said that? Something else I was about to Google.
If meat was in protein shakes.
I already Googled that.
No, he's talking about the cheeseburgers and stuff having the meat.
No, human meat.
How much of our meat is cloned?
Yeah. Okay.
How much of our meat is cloned?
Most of it's filler, though. I mean, that's
if you go look
at that lawsuit with McDonald's about that
human meat,
about whether the meat was like inedible, man, like for human consumption, it had like some.
No, but you see that though?
What?
Go to Doug, oh, yeah, go, yeah, look at, yeah, over there. Yeah. It's like half 95% of McDonald's is human meat. But you didn't know that, did you, Cody?
What's that?
If you go to DuckDuckGo and be look up how much human meat is in their meat, it says like 95% of the McDonald's has human meat in their burgers.
It just has them in them. It's not 95% of the meat. It's not saying that 95%.
Go ahead, guy. Go look.
What did Burger King, they said, had horse meat in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so no.
Man, do y'all like Burger King?
Did you ever? Did you ever? What were you looking up again?
The clone meat.
Was it? So
how much of your milk, like they said, it'd be safe to drink?
Your milk that you buy at a store.
Yeah, like that stuff behooves me. As to it actually being true, and
no, that's so stupid because it's just a clone of the animal. The animal isn't just going to magically produce like magic milk. It's going to be cow
he's
milk.
Like, he's that magic milk.
It's still going to be cow milk. It's just going to be a clone.
Got a question.
Magic milk.
All right. So let's say we cloned you.
Okay, really?
Just for the case of this talk. So we got you at a baby form, and they get you're down to your molecular level, your DNA, and they can literally take that and form another you. Where did other you live, like organs come from? Where did other you's brain come from?
It came from me. I mean, from my
literally?
DNA.
Literally? Okay, so you from took, DNA, so, yeah. So there's only half of you now, and yeah, there's half of them. Correct. They made a whole fucking you, homie.
Yeah, I know.
You think there's Michael?
But the thing is, but
what happened to Michael Jackson?
Gonna be blood. It's not like it's going to be some weird thing. Like if you drink it, you're going to turn into a fucking dragon or
cool.
something.
Cool. But literally, what took you from a sperm, basically DNA, and what womb did they create this in, and what formed in said...
Well, usually they just put it back in like another cow or something. Like in an incinerator or whatever, let them sit in there.
Okay. You mean a cow that wasn't pregnant and wasn't already taking this going, hey, I need to make another thing. I need to make another living thing.
I mean, I know it's not natural.
Oh, that's not even close to what I'm getting.
I mean, I understand that. But what are you saying? Just come out and say it instead of just...
No, like, literally.
I mean,
where is it coming from? I want to know. I want to know where it's coming from.
What is what coming from?
The clone.
The clone?
Yes. You're trying to figure out where they're coming from. Where? What is?
Don't they take another cell and, like, clip it out or something?
Cool. You're originally a cell. At one point in time, you were one of 65 million in a race, and you won. Cool. Yeah. That's great. What in the world? You know, there's a lot that goes on after you win that race. There's a lot of fanfare in that particular pageant.
I mean, it comes from an egg and then...
There's 9 months of that particular pageant you've got to go before you come out and, you know, wave your hand to everybody. Okay.
So what are you getting at?
So we skipping that 9 months or what? Like, what?
No, that's... Yeah. Are they
he's asking.
What are
he's asking.
It's got to sit in the womb, yeah.
He's asking, how does it make?
Are we sitting in a cow's hip, or are we...
Or sitting in a jar somewhere that's getting fed shit from a computer or something.
Cool, so I don't like jar, like, you know...
You mean like
jar
baby.
I don't like jar fed, or liver, or...
But the thing is, but when it... I know what you're saying, but there's not going to be a... Is there going to be a taste difference? I'm asking you. I ain't never had no
fucking...
Half
a fuck about a taste difference.
So what is your point then? I mean, you got to lead off of that explain it.
Does crazy clone cows make milk the same way that Betsy over here does?
Yeah.
Okay, how? Because they ain't using the same type of organ tissue to make the organs that are making that damn milk. So tell me how they're making the same
milk.
Well,
a cell just reproduces and makes those organs. That's how we grow.
So is it jar-made cells reproducing this? Because I might not...
Well, they do it with ears and stuff. They do it with your DNA when they rebuild your ears and stuff now.
He's just at, like, I get what you're saying.
I'm saying in a Petri dish, you know, they start off in a Petri dish. And, okay.
Basically, something ain't right.
No, no, I know that. I understand that. But is meat still meat? I understand. I don't agree with it whatsoever.
Point, I don't know. It might be jar-grown meat. I mean, it might be meat.
Something
I don't
right.
agree with
something
it. I know most right. of the people don't agree with it. And I'm just saying, I don't agree with
point,
it.
At this point, I don't know enough about it to say whether I agree with it or not. It might be the best thing since sliced bread. It might be what helps us with neuraling. It might help us actually start making regenerative purposes of people who have long.
But things. If it did that, it can do it the other way, too, and do negative stuff.
Well,
side effects.
I mean, we already have, like, skin-eating agencies, so why not make it where you can actually form it, like,
or you got like Wolverine type regrowth.
Now, if we start putting amitamium in my bones, that's gonna be.
No, I'm talking about the regrowth of his, you know, his skin and stuff.
Oh no, that'd be Deadpool.
Deadpool's the best.
Deadpool's got the same process, but yeah.
Deadpool's bad.
Like,
Deadpool's
sitting there asking questions. You're like, what are you talking about?
Deadpool, man. I'm literally.
Yeah, he's asking a question. He's like, make your point. No, I'm asking.
I didn't know what you were saying. I thought you were trying to come up and saying, leading up to some big ass thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Saying,
it's going to be this grand opening.
No,
huh?
I'm just saying the rest of it is irrelevant because you got to tell me how it's made.
No, yeah. They put it in a Petri dish, I believe. And they just started off with like some other tissue or something that cleans to it.
Am I the version of you that was made in the Petri dish? Like, did something go awry?
Like, are you the one that dripped down your mom's butt crack type of thing?
If I was, that was a talented butt crack because it said,
what the fuck? Oh, that. Really now?
Ruthless.
Ruthless, that's right.
Ruthless sex talk.
Well, I guess that's a new thing. We need to get back on that one here on the next.
What?
On our next part.
What are we getting back on in the sex talk? Especially with Ruthless.
Let's not do that.
No, I ain't talking about that. I ain't much of a sex guy. You don't know the truth.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. I'm going to pretend that wasn't even a statement you made.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago, man. I'm married with kids now. Now I'm like, you know, I don't want to go to sleep.
Still not valid.
Still ain't valid.
Still not valid.
Hey, if y'all want to hear us about the, what was it? What was we talking about? The whole animal breeding thing? Cloning.
Yeah.
We may catch up on that on the next episode.
That is going to get deep. I'll actually study up on it so I know a little more on it so I can go, what the hell?
Yeah, I've seen it a little bit in school. You know, I read a few stories about it, but.
You know, there's some.
I remember they did it with a little
there's so many
stuff.
Deep. If you go far enough, everything's deep.
Odin, there's some weird stuff out there. All you got to do is just.
What did you just say?
I'm just saying, it all go. If you go down a rabbit hole, everything seems like there's a rabbit hole to some situation at all times.
Well, that's because a lot of it's just putting your own spin on it. You know, you gotta learn not to be biased by it.
If I start digging a hole, I'll eventually find China.
You will if you
eventually.
Okay. Well, that's just knowledge, Elliot. That's just. Yep, because if you don't stop digging, something's going to give.
I know, but if most people now
a lot
are
of people
like,
don't
look
even
at the
ask
surface
questions.
And that's it.
Well, yeah, not, a lot of people don't even ask questions, though.
They just look at the surface.
They just, like, look whatever they see and they just repeat it.
The answer to that question is no, because if you just start digging and keep on digging, you're going to find magma.
Well,
how do you know?
Yeah, how do you know? How you know we ain't been lied to? How you know we ain't living in a dome on flat earth or something? Yeah. You know, like that. Well, you know them guys ain't straight.
Y'all ever seen the world's deepest hole?
Yes. The one where they're screaming
at
it.
When the temperatures get
well,
so cold,
then,
they literally can't
well,
compare.
Did you
there
hear
you
the
go.
Video audio from it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy, Dean. And it's all like wailing and screaming.
Okay. Just so how you know we don't live in a little dome and there's hell underneath us, you know what I mean?
Who's to say Atlantis ain't down there and that's what's actually...
Yeah.
You don't know, but hell, who knows?
I just try to go, you know, my Bible is my
core. How
do
y'all
so
know the world ain't flat?
It even says it lives under a... What is it, a dimension or whatever?
I mean, okay, but here's the thing on that. There are scientific things that I can look at and go, yeah, that makes more sense.
No, I'm just making a joke on people, on these flat earthers, man. Some of that stuff is crazy.
You can pull a Don Lemon. I know it's egregious, but is it egregious? Could this plane have disappeared in a black hole? I'm sorry, what? You mean out over one of our oceans, there's a black hole?
That's not
and
good.
And it's just big enough, like a pinpoint needle size, that would eat this whole atmosphere in one.
Yeah, we would not be here.
But it was just big enough to eat a plane, and not the rest
of the
world. What you have seen around you.
Of the whole world.
Cause you should have kept that one inside.
Yeah.
You should have kept that.
There's
question.
A black hole with the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, you should have showed them cards. Mm-mm, no. Mm-mm. Everybody knows you're going to lose now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like,
I don't even watch that dude, man. Like, I can't even stand. The thing is, man, I hate him so much that I just, you know, I don't hate him.
You know he's in court right now.
Yeah, I know.
From smearing his from under cheese under the bartender's nose. Yeah.
From under cheese.
That's exactly what he did. That's exactly
what he did. He rubbed that duck
Let's
butter.
Talk about that on this one.
All right. We'll talk about it. Let's see. All right, y'all want to check us out? You think you're good?
Yeah, I mean, what's good to me? What you got?
This shit's so random.
All right, y'all, we're going to call it a night. It's been ruthless. It's been fun. Make sure you holler at us at ruthlessheadtalk@gmail.com. And make sure you check out at Poor House Art, P-O-U-R, House Art Sturgis. All right, y'all, check us out on the next podcast.